Good afternoon and welcome to the bonus hour, what Chuck and I like to call the education hour. Today featuring one of Southeast Michigan top companies that's been in business for almost 35 years, Atlas Home Improvement. We're going to spend this next hour talking to Darian Bobby. They got a great story about how Darian, actually his father, Doc David Bobby, started this company. And then we're going to be joined by a couple of the ladies that help make this company run. Now, Atlas Home Improvement is a big believer in hiring ladies for all sorts of jobs, not just in office, but actually out in the field. So if you're a lady, you know a lady, if you're a person out there that wants to join a great team, we want you to stick around for the next hour of the Inside Outside, guys, as we talk to Darian Bobby, Nicole Pichanelli, and Ella Pecan, and you get a good sense of how this company runs from the inside out. So stick around for the next hour of the Inside Outside, guys, today featuring Atlas Home Improvement. Good afternoon, welcome back to the Inside Outside, guys. In today's show, we are featuring Atlas Home Improvement. Gutter helmets, gutters, bathrooms, kitchen remodels, walk-in tubs, and stair lifts. You hear Chuck and I say all the time, we like companies that specialize in a specific few things, and boy, does Atlas Home Improvement do that. But before we get into a lot of that, let's talk to Darian Bobby, one of the owners of Atlas Home Improvement, and you have heard Doc David Bobby many times with Darian. And Darian, tell us a little bit about Atlas Home Improvement, but what I really like is the story of how Atlas Home Improvement started.
Atlas Home Improvement started back in 1989, and my dad was originally a home improvement. Atlas Home Improvement started back in 1989. My father, David, was a handyman and did all the, you know, home repairs that people didn't know how to do for themselves. And I was a middle school kid, and I was getting, you know, invited to job sites to hold the tool belt and, you know, the assistance of the old man. And so that's how I kind of got, you know, involved in the company. And one of the services that my dad offered was window cleaning. And he was not the greatest window cleaner, but it was one of the services that he had. And I was a great window cleaner for whatever reason. And he sort of handed that off to me. And I ran with it, and I hired my own, you know, friends. And we had high school kids and college kids that were cleaning windows. And that led us to cleaning gutters, which led us to homeowners not wanting to clean their gutters anymore. And I found this wonderful product called Gutter Helmet, and it's turned out to be an amazing product, and the whole company was built on that foundation.
So Dad was a handyman, and handyman pretty much do anything when it comes to the house. So then you went to Gutter Helmet, and that's how Atlas Home Improvement started?
Yeah. First of all, when you're a handyman, like you say, he would do a little everything. I mean, right. He did some electrical work. He did some plumbing work. I mean, he would repair. I mean, the amount of things that my dad would do was amazing to me, the knowledge that he had.
Sure.
So I learned a lot about the industry from a young age, just, you know, sort of being amazed that my dad was able to do all these things. I wanted to do my own thing. And so I started, selling, you know, gutter cleaning services and gutter protection. And, you know, if you read our website, you'll see how we eventually came back together and we formed Atlas Home Improvement together. So we sort of were together, and then I went and did my own thing, and then we decided to become partners.
I love it. You guys have a phenomenal relationship as a father, and a lot of fathers and sons can't do what you and your dad do together. So went from doing almost anything to gutters and gutter helmet, and now you had just a couple specialty items. You don't remodel a whole house. You don't build whole new houses. You specialize. Tell us about that.
You know, we've done different products over the years. You know, we've been in the roofing business, and we've done some windows and some siding and different, you know, I would say more traditional products. But we've found some specialty items that are very high-end products that homeowners love. And we just made the, you know, business decision to specialize in a handful of things that we're really good at rather than trying to be a jack of all trades.
Right.
So nothing against it. But, you know, we get asked all the time, and it's hard. We have some really great customers, and they come back to us and they say, hey, I've got this budget for whatever, and I trust you guys. You guys did a great job on the last project. You know, what would it take to hire you guys? And sometimes we're capable of doing those things, and we literally just have to say, you know, we have to pass it up and try to point them in the right direction the best we can. But for us, it's best to not try to be something to everybody.
Companies that try to specialize in everything, when they don't specialize in everything, wind up getting themselves in trouble. Yeah. You know, because once you try to do something like that, you're responsible for it. No matter what you charge, you're responsible for it. So I respect the fact. So after the gutter helmet, what happened next? What was the next thing to come online with the Atlas Home Improvement?
Well, at first, we didn't even do gutters. You know, so we learned and educated ourselves that the gutter system is one of the most important parts of the home. And I believe it's part of what's called a water management system. Everybody needs one, but few people are educated and understand the importance of a proper functioning water management system. The first part of your water management system is your roof. Okay, if that roof is leaking, you got big problems, right? But where does all that water come? All that water comes from your roof down to your gutters. And so if your gutters are not functioning properly, and are not taking that water and diverting it and getting it away from your foundation, you got big problems.
And I know you, I've done this for years because of my trade. I just look at brick as I pass people or concrete. I bet you look at gutters constantly as you're driving. Most gutters aren't proper. Most gutters on houses right now aren't proper, are they?
Well, I know they're not proper just to start because they're not pitched properly.
Right.
But they also are undersized. So maybe we'll get a chance to talk about the importance of a properly sized gutter for the home.
And what we really need to do is educate people on how to make sure that their gutter system works properly. Because you see so many extensions that are crushed from lawnmowers over time, or there's no extension and the water's just dumping out next to the foundation. And that's what Atlas Home Improvement can help people. But one thing you guys have done as you've grown, and you said, I'm sure. You and your dad have learned multiple management skills as Atlas Home Improvement has grown, especially back in the old days. And one thing that you learned is make sure you find the right people for the right place in the company that will help you put out right policies and right procedures. And we get back from break, we're going to talk to a couple of those people from Atlas Home Improvement, a couple of the ladies from Atlas Home Improvement who really helped this company work. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys. Today we are featuring Atlas Home Improvement. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. We're having a great time. You just heard us talk to Derry and Bobby about how this company runs. And now we're going to meet a couple of ladies who really helped this company run. You know, had to be about a month or so ago. Nicole, I'm going to introduce you in a second, but you were on this side of a video, taking a video of the ladies here at Atlas Home Improvement and asking them what they loved about working at Atlas Home Improvement. And the response, there was nothing fake. You could just, they turned around, they had a great smile on their face. You could tell what they were saying was from their heart. And it really was telling. And Chuck and I see it all the time, especially when we see the ladies of Atlas Home Improvement interact at home shows. You guys really know what you're talking about. You're so informative. So we're going to take a few minutes, and I'm going to introduce Nicole Pachanley. And let me get this right. You know, Ella, you came in a little while ago saying this place was driving you crazy, and you named one person specifically. And I think that was Darian. And he wanted to make sure I asked you, was your last name Pecan for the nut? Named after the nut?
Only because I'm stuck working here with Darian, yes.
You guys have a great relationship. You really do. It's so, so cool how you guys interact here at Atlas Home Improvement, which it's family.
That's exactly what it is.
It is family. So both of you, tell us what you do. Ella, let's start with you. Tell us what you do here at Atlas Home Improvement and what you love about working here at Atlas Home Improvement.
Well, I'm the director of operations. I pretty much oversee every department at the company. And it is probably the most rewarding job I have had. And that would have to do with the fact that the owners are so good in allowing us to take chances and do things that other construction companies out there do not. We're a specialty contractor that represents products like gutter helmet and jacuzzi bath remodel. Those products are good, and other people offer products out there too, but what sets us apart is the fact that our back end is probably the strongest back end I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And for people that don't understand that, that means that once the sale is made and that paperwork comes into the office, we have a huge, wonderful staff that does what they need to do to make sure that our customers are taken care of. David Bobby likes to say that we do what we do almost perfect, almost every time. Those signs are all over our building. And we do good by our customers. We do the best we can every single time. And we are fortunate enough to have females who also move up in the company who hold very good management positions. And I have one of them here with me, Nicole. Nicole is in charge of our call center and our events department. She's our manager. She's been with the company a long time. I consider her one of our best employees here.
I don't know why she'd even be nervous. She's been on with us so many times.
Right?
And she's always done great. Nicole Pachanley, tell people what you do here for Atlas Home Improvement.
First, I want to say thank you for having me on your show today. And Ella, thank you for the introduction.
Nicole is Ella the mom of, I hate to say it that way, but she takes care of you ladies here at the...
She takes care of everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
She's amazing. You follow by example too here, I think.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I run the call center and the events department. So a lot, I think, of what I've done in the last 13 years is create teams that weren't here before.
Teams that represent Atlas Home Improvement?
Yes. Lead generation, to be specific.
Okay.
I love it.
Do you?
Yeah, I love training. Not just training part, but coaching and continuous coaching.
You're a people person. That's obvious.
Yeah, I am. I love to have the people that work with me learn the things that I do. That way, they're like my little minions out in the field.
I like that.
That's works.
Very cool. So when people see Atlas Home Improvement, when they're walking through a event that a city may have or a parade or actually some of the big box stores as well, you're responsible for that.
Yes.
You're the one who put the people in there. You're the one who helps train those people in there.
Yes.
Okay. All right. You do a great job. Every time we have you or the other ladies with you on the air, you guys do such a great job of explaining Atlas Home Improvement.
Thank you.
How long have you been with Atlas?
I've been here for 13 years.
Have you really?
Yeah. I started when I was 18, and truthfully, I didn't think that I would ever make it, because as a setter, I started as a call center agent. I remember it took me 2 weeks to set my very first appointment. But you want to know, and I look at Ella when I say this, because she wasn't here when this happened to me. We did not have any procedures put in place, no scripting put in place, no policies put in place. So I bounce back to her, because a lot of what we have today is everything that she's put into place for systems to work, departments to work the way that they should be. But that was all from systems and policies, procedures over time.
Thanks, Nicole. That's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So when you came in, what did you do when you first came in?
When I first came in, the biggest issue that I saw wasn't the product, because Atlas has beautiful product.
Right.
The other good thing is they've been in business for almost 35 years. So you see the longevity there. Wonderful employees, but no one paid attention to the back end, because when you start a business and you run a business, you're not thinking about the paperwork or anything. You're thinking about going out there, doing the job and collecting the money.
And paying employees, yeah.
But a company is better if their back end is good and everybody does things consistently. It makes your employees happy. We treat all of our employees the same way, regardless. We like to say that we're all equal here, no matter what we do, whether we're working in the warehouse or we're working in the field or we're a salesman, we're a team. We're like a wheel. We will not function if one of the spokes is broke, and each department is its own spoke. We speak about this constantly. We have weekly meetings with management where we go over the issues together and we work on them. Do we have issues? Of course. There's not a company out there that doesn't have issues. But our issues are minor, and I can assure you that in no circumstance do we leave our customers unhappy. We make sure that they're taken care of, even if there's an issue.
A company does not get the amount of 5-star reviews that Atlas Home Improvement has without doing it right from the top down.
Thank you.
That's the bottom line. Because when people come to work, especially in today's day and age, they have to be happy, because they just go somewhere else, as you guys know. And I got to tell you, Chuck and I, we say all the time, we have not run to one person from the minute we walk through this door who isn't pleasant to us. when we get here. Do you want people to come to the showroom? Do you want people to come see what you have here?
Absolutely.
And me see the same thing?
100%. You know, the nice thing, there's several good things about coming to the showroom. And we have a sign out at the road that discusses it. And we have a sign actually that's up now. One of the nice things about coming in and seeing what we have in our showroom and in our warehouse is the fact that some of the products that we offer come in different sizes and different shapes. Take for example, walk-in tubs. Most companies don't offer 6 different options and sizes for the person depending on their needs. Atlas does.
Most have one size fits all.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one size does not fit all. Okay. So when you come in here, you can try, you can sit in them, you can actually see how it feels. You can adjust an order to your specific needs, and by the time it's delivered to your house, it's exactly what you wanted, instead of getting something installed that was one size fits all that's in your house and now no longer works.
And I want to remind people they can go to atlashomeimprovement.com to see a lot of this, but
absolutely,
you can come right here to the showroom to touch and feel and get a feel for the company as you go here. Nicole, you mentioned the call center, and we've always spoken about the people at the call center as the CEOs in charge of first impressions. They are that important, aren't they?
Yes, they are. I think that at times they're the face of the company. They're the first voice that you hear at times. But and coming to the showroom, you get to meet them.
Oh, there you
exactly.
go. There you go.
Yeah, for the call center specifically, I think it's really important to be a multitasker. While you're upstairs, you're handling not just inbound calls, but you're also on 2 monitors using a program where you're texting people or individuals that are to go onto our website. So you have to be fast paced and good with the computers. That to me is number one. Number 2, positive attitude. And 3, showing up on time.
And I imagine you want people to take ownership. And you said it, you started off in the call center 13 years
yes.
ago, and now you're in the position you are in now, which shows people, I mean, it shows those ladies in the call center mm-hmm. that this is a career.
Yes.
This is someplace you can come and make good money, be happy. Ellie, you mentioned you want happy people. You don't want sad people. And that's so important in this culture. So let's take a break. Can you guys stick around for a little while?
Absolutely.
I think what we're talking
yes.
about is great. I think people need to hear from people that may want to be part of Atlas Home Improvement, or other people make a very smart decision to hire Atlas Home Improvement for one of their next projects. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys again today, featuring Atlas Home Improvement. Good afternoon and welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys Bonus Hour. Again, what we like to call the Education Hour, because we have so many great team partners at theinsideoutsideguys.com. But a company like Atlas Home Improvement was around way before the Inside Outside Guys were around. And they're around by performing their jobs honestly, ethically, and more than anything else, providing the right culture and hiring the right people, especially in the office. And we're talking to a couple of those people right now. We're talking to Ella Pecan and Nicole Pachanli, and you guys are the backbone of this company. And again, let's talk a little about Ella. Before you went to break, you were talking about who you want in this company and who you don't want in this company, and what they have to be able to hear a whole bunch of to be in that call center, especially, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, one of the things that Atlas is really good at, when I say that I want people to be happy, is we spend a lot of time here at work. Okay. All of us, if you really think about your day and how much time you spend at work versus home, take out the time you're going to bed, you're spending more time at work than you are at home.
Sure.
I do not want ever any of our employees waking up in the morning and not wanting to come to work because something's bothering them. Okay. We're not that kind of company, and everybody needs to be happy when they come here for their own good. Not for us, but for their own good. And once you have happy employees, they get along really well together. The teamwork is incredible. So if there's problems, they come and talk to us. And I think that's what makes us special, is the fact that everyone here wants to be here.
That's what makes you family.
Yep, absolutely.
That you want to care about those people.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I hear Chuck and I have heard that more since the pandemic, since the employment crisis has happened where it's harder than we ever have for so long. So many companies, you know, the customer would come first, the customer would come first. Not anymore. The employees and the customer are on the same level, because if you don't have one, you don't have the
Absolutely.
Other.
If our employees aren't happy, it's hard for them to make our customers happy. You know, we want them to smile when they answer the phone.
Amen. Nicole Pacinelli, we're back to you. Tell us what a brand ambassador is for Atlas Home Improvement.
These are individuals working at big box stores, shows. They're working face to face. So we're the ones that you see when you're shopping. So please say hi to them. It would be nice if you stop and set an appointment with them, but you can say hi.
You know, the more you guys get your face out there, the more you're at those.
Yes.
Whether it's Oxford or Wyandotte, if they have a show in the downtown district, a lot of times people will see Atlas Home Improvement.
I would like to be everywhere, everywhere at one time. When I have my schedule filled up with 11 brand ambassadors, I know that I'm in 11 different locations, and there's somebody somewhere at any time to help anybody.
See, Ellie, you and Darren have to love hearing that, because what I'm hearing is Nicole taking ownership.
Thank you.
That's what people want with their employees, family, is to take ownership. And you could tell it matters to her.
Nicole and my other management, the rest of my management team, they make my life so much easier.
Do they?
You are 100% right. They own their job.
Yeah.
They own what they do. They're proud of what they do. Every person at this company, not just management, everybody, they're proud of what we do. With Darian reads, you know, on Mondays, Darian will read the reviews to the fabricators, and they get very excited about that. We sometimes, when we get a real good review, we pass it through the office. You know, we'll email it to everybody.
Sure.
That makes us happy. And so it's not about the money. I'm not saying it's not good to have a good paycheck, because Atlas pays very well to their employees. We got great benefits. However, you have to be happy where you're at. And if you're happy, you will love it here. If you want a good job where you go, where you are respected, where your opinion matters, and where when you come into work, you're doing something that is helping people, usually elderly people. If you're that type of person that wants to work somewhere where you're treated fairly, Atlas is the place you want to come.
I hear that. And what I hear is, if someone's out there right now, let's say they're a single mom, this is the place they want to be.
100%.
Because you will help them with that.
We have a lot of single moms here, right, Nicole?
Yeah.
We have a lot of people that have special needs. You know, in this day and age, life isn't 9 to 5 anymore.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Our fabricators are out leaving the office at 7 a.m. to go to jobs. We have people in the office that start at 6 o'clock in the morning so that they are set to go out to do their jobs. Alice is a great place to work because your hours are flexible, right? If you're working in the office and you have to drop your child off at school before you come in, we have no problem with that. You just have to own your work, like we tell everyone. It's going to be sitting there waiting for you.
I love that. Own your work.
Yep, that's right.
I love that. And you know, Darian, he's like the conductor, isn't he?
He is.
He's up there and you got all these different departments. And what I'm really hearing the word a lot is hyper-focused.
Absolutely.
If each department is hyper-focused, and let's talk about that, on their job, the sales department, the service department, the call center department, that helps everybody, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it makes it so that if you own something, instead of touching 10 different things, you're good at what you do. Everybody has a specialty, right?
Right.
An accountant does numbers. A salesman does sales. It's the same way here. Every department has something that they do. But the management in each department get together and they discuss everything, and we do it as a team. And then they take that information to their team. And it's wonderful.
And Nicole, your gals, your people out in the field, I'm guessing they're not all gals, they have to know a basic knowledge of the repair work that you're talking about. And let's talk design. I mean, if someone wants a new design, can they bring it to you? You give them some ideas and then send someone over there to take a look at it? How does that work?
Every brand ambassador is trained pretty much to collect as much information as they can and pass it along.
Gotcha.
So a lot of what we do, because when you think about brand ambassadors, you're thinking, well, where are they? Everybody's at a different store. So we're not in a group in an office as a brand ambassador. We're all separated. So I think to successfully have anything done is by communication. Communication with every department, which really falls under Atlas Home Improvement. The entire company is based off of communication, but successful communication.
Gotcha.
So if they were to receive something like that, they would just communicate.
Okay. Okay, so let's say it's a call center. Someone calls in and they say, I want to set an appointment. What happens from that point? Either one of you, feel free to
Everyone gets super excited. Okay. Anyone that calls in for an appointment, they're really excited. But we would take their information, guide them in the right direction, steer them to where they need to be led, and then set an appointment with them. Once that appointment's set, they're off to dialing.
Another thing that Atlas does that's special is, you know, the call center gathers all the information that we need as to what are their needs, why do they need this. It's not just, they're not up there just trying to set an appointment. They're actually asking the concerns that the people have, because you know what? The salesperson we send out or the products we represent will depend on the needs that they have. So they gather the information. By the time we go out to your house, we're going to send someone that's specialized in exactly what you need.
Sure. And what people need to understand too is when someone calls in, it's part of you guys qualifying them as well.
Absolutely.
And because nobody in today's day and age, especially, can waste their time.
Nope.
And when Atlas Home Improvement does, you guys don't do everything under the house. You pick, I think, five to six specific things you do, and that's all you do. So if someone calls you up and says, you know, I need a vent put in somewhere,
we're going to say, no, I'm sorry, we can't do that. We are a specialty contractor. And the reason that works for us is we are a specialist, and we know our product, and we know it well. Aging in place is a huge thing for Atlas. David, yes. Bobby, and Darian have really always pushed that. And so we have salesmen that are actually, you know, educated in that. We know what the people need in their homes. So it works out really good. But without the call center gathering the information, we would not be able to do our job.
Right. And I'm guessing when your salespeople go to sit in front of them, not guessing, I know, they help educate them, the homeowners. Because I'm in my just over mid-50s, and if I wasn't in this industry, I wouldn't know about aging in place or universal design. And people, when they start to get my age in their 60s, they need to start thinking about, especially if they want to stay in their home that they've loved their entire life.
Absolutely. You're 100% correct. And most people nowadays, with the cost of, you know, care and everything, they do want to stay in their home. We specialize in making their home safe.
Wow. Wow. Well, I got to tell you, whether it's here, it's out in the field at the home shows, it's at the big box stores. Anytime someone sees Atlas Home Improvement, just know that if you decide to walk over and say hi or come into the showroom and say hi, you're going to be treated with respect. There's no two ways about it.
No two ways.
You're going to have a positive experience when they're done. And I'm going to continue this conversation with Darian after the break. So ladies, thank you so much for coming on with us today. We greatly appreciate it. Hey, stick around for the next segment of the Inside Outside, guys. We're going to talk to Darian and Bobby about this wonderful company him and his father have built over the years. Once again, you listen to the Inside Outside, guys, today featuring our good friends at Atlas Home Improvement. Welcome back to the Inside Outside, guys. Today featuring Atlas Home Improvement. We're going to spend the next segment speaking to one of the owners, Darian Bobby. Darian, I just can't say enough. You just had two ladies on that represented your company, not just here on the air, but out there so well. So it must make you so proud.
They're great, aren't they?
They are. They are.
Yeah, we're very proud of our team, and it's like, you know, like they were saying, it is a team. And it's pretty impressive sometimes, honestly, just to walk around here and see my own company functioning and how big it's grown from the time that my dad and I were working out of his home. It's unbelievable.
I bet. And you know what? It's really crazy. They like you. I can tell they like you. I don't mean, you know, I'm teasing you, but you had two of your top management people in here. Then you had a service person came in here, and she jabbed you a couple of times when she walked in here. You have that kind of relationship. That's what family does. I love it. That's phenomenal.
Yeah, we're a dysfunctional family, right? But
and if you want to be part of this dysfunctional family,
right? But when we come together and work together as a team, we're very powerful,
right?
You know, and the whole mindset is, what do we have to do to make our customers happy? And my employees get a lot of pride out of a happy homeowner. I mean, It's a big deal around here when we get happy customers.
Yeah. And I want to make sure I mention this, because it's nowhere that we're supposed to talk to about this, but I think it's also wonderful how you give back, and you give back to our veterans. And I've been able to be a part of a couple of those. And that's another reason why when people should, when they're considering any of the service that you offer, giving you guys a call, because you do give back to people in need, which is so important. So let's get back to the gutters for a second, Darian. You had mentioned earlier that most gutters are not properly sized. Can you expand on that, please?
Yeah, so it's sort of fascinating, and I find that most homeowners have never thought about it like this, but you know, the standard gutter in our industry, which I refer to as like a 5K style gutter, is pretty much the gutter that your audience has on their home right now. That gutter was designed right after World War II. You know, the average home at the time was like a, you know, basically a 1,000 square foot ranch home.
Right.
So think about homes today. Think about how much larger the square, you know, surface of the roofs are, the pitches, how much steeper they are, the complications of the gutters, you know, 3 foot, 4 foot corners, valleys. And yet most people sell the exact same size gutter.
Right.
I'm telling you that when you have a torrential downpour where all the water is coming down in a very short amount of time, you need to have more capacity. So, you know, we have different size gutters for different situations, but we have a 6-inch gutter, which is designed to handle 66% more capacity of water than a traditional gutter. And it comes with larger downspouts, which is a 3-inch by 4-inch downspout, as opposed to the typical, you know, 2x3. And it's gonna discharge the water away from your home 4 times faster. So I always educate my clients, instead of designing a gutter, you know, I call it a water management system, that's designed to handle, you know, 75% of the rains, why don't we design one that handles 100% of the rains?
That's right.
And as you were mentioning earlier, it all ties together. So if your roof is in good shape and your gutters are in good shape, but the downspouts are not discharging the water away from the home, you're just taking all that water and you're putting it right next to your foundation.
Yep.
So basement waterproofing is a very, very expensive business.
I'm glad you said that.
And you get a quote and you start seeing numbers that are like $20,000, $30,000, and it makes your head spin. Guess what? A lot of those issues could be resolved by just fixing the gutters.
Because you mentioned it. Unfortunately, a lot of the builders do the exact same thing they did back when that ranch was built in 1950. Yep. Instead of putting the right gutters on, and Chuck and I always say what you just alluded to, the two most important parts of your home is your roofing system and your basement system. If that roofing system and gutter system aren't properly moving the water away, you're going to have to call a company like Basement Systems eventually.
It ends up costing people a lot more money if they don't catch it early enough.
Right.
So if we catch it early enough, we can fix a lot of these issues, and you know, people end up being a lot happier, and their homes are protected.
Do you see the one thing I noticed too? Well, I was in North Carolina just recently, and the gentleman I was staying at his place, great friend of mine, he had gutters put on, big copper gutters, and they put them in with nails. In today's day and age, I was surprised to see something like that. How do you secure those gutters?
Well, the technology has not changed much in all those years. For most people, are just using the same old, you know, spike and ferrule or screws, you know, that, like you say, it actually penetrates right back through your wood and takes water directly into your home. And so if you ever go out in the spring and you do a little walk around your home and you start seeing the gutters sagging or the gutters pulling away, or I call it a proud spike where the spikes are sticking out, you know, that's an indication that there's moisture problems behind the wood. So thank you for bringing up our attachment system, which is exclusive to Atlas, and it's called SnapLock. And basically the way we install that is we have a rail system that is attached to the fascia. Okay. And we actually, it's interesting, we pitch that rail. So instead of traditionally pitching a gutter, you know, one guy's on one side of the house and another guy's on the other side, and hey, Larry, give me a little bit of pitch, and everybody's doing everything visually.
Right.
You know, we're doing things with levels, and we're making a perfect pitch on the bracketing system. And then when the other part of the bracketing system is attached to the gutter, we simply walk it up the ladder and snap it in place. It's got this beautiful snap, and the gutters are instantaneously pitched perfectly. So no eyeballing. You know, that's frankly, most gutters are just not functioning properly because they went through a couple Michigan winters.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
And they have expanded and contracted, and they're all holding water, that there's low points. The gutters aren't even working properly. So it's crazy.
In so many houses that are out there, I'm going to say a big percentage of the houses still have the same gutter system they had when the house was built. And one thing that back then a lot of builders didn't do is put proper extensions on to get it away from the foundation. I can't tell you how many times I've seen one or two things. Either a downspout extension flattened because it's been ran over a lawnmower too many times, or because it sat in one spot for too long, digs itself into the ground where it does no good.
I agree. You know, you brought up an interesting point there where you were talking about original gutters. You know, I've had customers ask me over time, how long should a gutter last? Great question. gutters are not designed to last forever. Okay? They're aluminum. And so the problem is we live in Michigan.
Right.
And so we get a lot of snow. We get a lot of ice. That buildup over time is expanding and contracting, and it's opening up the seams, which makes the gutters leak. It's pulling the gutter away from the house. So I always used to tell people my mindset was like 5 to 7 years is like a max lifetime in Michigan.
Wow.
Okay. So they're just not going to last because they're getting so much abuse. If you live in Florida, gutters are going to last a lot longer.
That makes sense.
But just because there's a gutter on your house does not mean it's functioning.
Right.
So here's the key. Be brave. Next time it's raining, grab an umbrella and force yourself to walk around your home and see what's going on.
Right.
Because you'd be amazed that it's not working as good as you think.
And improperly pitched gutters. Here's the thing. If that's over top of a driveway, that's going to wash out the base of that driveway as it overflows those gutters, which is just one more thing that's going to wind up costing a homeowner.
That's right.
So this gutter system that we're talking about is so, so important. And you guys are the experts. How long have you been doing gutters? Almost 35 years.
Yes. And, you know, the key is the gutters themselves are only as good when they're working.
Right.
So, of course, our customers love Gutter Helmet. They put Gutter Helmet over top of existing gutters or new gutters, and then our homeowners will never have to clean their gutters again, and they get a lifetime warranty that actually will transfer to the new homeowner when Gutter Helmet gets installed.
And I'm going to say this just before we leave. It's Gutter Helmet because anything with a filter needs to be cleaned, and maintenance, you don't want to do maintenance on your gutters. And if you get filter, you're going to do maintenance. Is that fair to say? Okay.
100%.
Darian, Bobby, make sure you say hi to David, Bobby, Doc.
I'm
sure he's doing great.
Thanks,
and
Ken.
It's always a pleasure to come here and see you and your people and see the smile on your face. We appreciate it. We want people to go over and check out atlashomeimprovement.com and also check out their Facebook page. And you can really get an idea of everything that we talked about here in this special. Again, you listen to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys today featuring a great company right here in Southeast Michigan. They're at your fingertips. That company is Atlas Home Improvement.